pray with me.
O gracious and loving God, we praise your name. Give thanks for your word. We pray that the word just falls on our hearts and is maintained there, that we would be the seeds that grow, the seeds that reach out, the seeds that produce. We pray this in Jesus' name. We have three messages here. The first message of God speaking his word, saying, there's good to be had if you will follow my word. Old Testament. Right. And God speaks, follow the word, and this is what the outcome will be. That we will have beauty. That we'll have power. We'll have the love of God. We'll have the love of each other. We'll have just the plan that God has for the world. Then we go to the second reading, which was from Paul, and he talks about the fact that we need to be in the Spirit. And if we're in the Spirit, all the things that are outside may not bother us. That if we're in the Spirit, we will grow in the Spirit. And I think he's referring to not only us individually, but also to the church. And then we come to Jesus. He talks about the seeds that are sown on different places. Now, you can't, when I was working on the farm, there was no way you could keep all the seeds on good dirt. But some of it was going to go out on the road. Some of it was going to go into the ditch. And so most of it, hopefully, went out onto the good ground. And so you could see it grow up. And in my case, corn, you saw the fact that the corn just kept growing up and it had all the sticky stuff in it, but it fell on good ground. It was taken care of and it gave us a good crop. A good crop that fed us, that others, and that good people would drive up and they'd say, can we pick some corn? And his name was Dominic Giacovetti. He'd say, yes, I get 10 cents a dozen. But you have to remember, I was young then. Okay. Watermelon were only a quarter maybe. And 10 cents a dozen, you pick it. And they go out and pick it, and they all come up to him and they say, well, do you want to check how many we have? No, I trust you. Why shouldn't I trust you? If you need more, take it. If you that extra ear is going to feed somebody, take it. And that was kind of his philosophy. If somebody was hungry, he would feed them. If somebody needed gas, he'd give them some gas. If somebody needed a place to sleep, he'd let them sleep out in the barn. He had a little trailer too, but I had that. I didn't let anybody sleep in my trailer. His wife would cook and feed people. She always cooked a lot. And a person coming up the road and coming down and saying that they're hungry always got fed. And if it was between meals, she always had food. They never locked their door. Now we're here. And I've got to wonder, God has promised us good things. God has told us that good things will happen if we will be God's people and be true to God. Certainly Paul the same way says we are saved. We are saved from death because of Jesus Christ on the cross. Resurrection, that we have eternal life, and that if we just do as he has asked us to do, what is it? Follow me, love your neighbor as yourself, reach out, be a good Samaritan, all the things that Jesus had to say. And then we come to Jesus and he says, here you are. You want good things to happen. Good things to come from you who are the seeds that have been planted. So what happened? Get up in the morning and watch the news, and you gotta say, what happened? What happened to this world that it has gotten to the point that it is right now? And I really hate to speak negatively, because I think the pendulum's coming back, I really do. But so often when we go to speak of the Lord, it is, we hear negative coming back, you can't talk. When we, if I go into a school, I'm not allowed to pray. I talk to people about hospice, but I can't pray with them in a school. If I, we go and take our faith and we show our faith in other ways, so often people say, oh, I don't want to hear about that. The Lord has spoken. The Apostle Paul has spoken. The Holy Spirit speaks daily and speaks continuously. And certainly Jesus not only spoke with his words, but with his action, with his death and resurrection, that we might be saved, and that the whole world might be saved, that the world might be changed, and we might find peace, might have hope, might have love, right? All the promises that are God, all the promises that are there for us. And the more I've thought about it, I keep coming back to a movie that I saw when I was younger. It starred Paul Newman. And it had a fellow who was a bit player, is, I'm trying to remember his name, it just went out of my mind. You'll know, Martin. No, not Steve Martin. anyway. Yeah. Cool Hand Luke. Everybody remember Cool Hand Luke?
George Kennedy.
It was something Martin.
Strother Martin.
Strother Martin. Bit player. He showed up in all of these different movies, but this was his big part. And he's standing there, and his answer to everything that was a problem was, what we have here is a failure to communicate. And the more I think about it, that what we have here is a failure to communicate to the world, and allowing the world to push us kind of aside. We're allowing things to happen that puts us into bottles. Boxes. And consequently, people have gotten in the habit of saying, I don't want the Word, I don't want the Spirit, because if I have the Word and if I have the Spirit, I'm not allowed to know the pleasures of the body. I'm not allowed to go out and fight. I'm not allowed to be a bully. I'm not allowed to do all the things that we see happening. The spirit of evil says, as long as we can suppress the Word of God and we don't allow God to communicate the Word to people, then I can take control of governments. I can take control of and in taking control, I can get that box smaller and smaller and smaller. What we have here is a failure to communicate that we are to love one another. We have a failure to communicate that God wants us to be happy. Ecclesiastes. God wants us to be happy. God wants us to succeed. And God will help us to do all of these things through Jesus Christ, his Son, through the Holy Spirit. And if we will just begin to understand, to communicate with God, and invite others to communicate with God, in even little ways, we could change the world. We need to pray for the world. Lord, let your word come down. Help us to communicate, help the world to know your word. Help the world to accept your word. Help the world to hold your word in a place where it should be and not degrade your word or desecrate your word. So he said, come down to help me to hear you. Lord, help me to communicate with you. And maybe that's where it really needs to start. God is speaking to us through the Word. He's speaking to us through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. He's speaking to us when we see a new baby. He's speaking to us when we have to feel the love and joy and hope that we have, not on a regular basis necessarily. We forget to look for it. The Lord needs to say to us, look over here and you'll see me. You'll see my Son. You'll see my Spirit. And when we don't look over there, we need God to say to into our ear, what we have here is a failure to communicate. As a pastor, I have to look at myself and say, have I, as a pastor called by God to preach the word, to reach out to the community and reach out to others, have I communicated the word and offered that word to others as I should? Have I shouted the fact that the problem we have is failure to communicate, and even to the point of saying to people, listen to me, please. And as a pastor, that's what I'm called to do. I'm called to see people in a different light than possibly you see them. I'm called to see, even when possible, to see the smallest good. But I have to tell you, I'm not a pacifist. I find it hard today to find the smallest good in some people. I get angry when I hear about pedophiles. I get angry when I hear about people that beat their wives or beat their husbands. I get angry when I hear about people whose family have just left them, dumped them, and have no support whatsoever. I get angry and angry and angry and angry, and I'm failing to communicate. God says, Tony, what we have here is a failure to communicate. You need to reach out to these people. And you need to reach out to their families. And sure, this person has done a terrible thing, a horrible thing. And I will punish them, as will the law. But you, Tony, need to say to them, God still loves you. That's my job. And I have to say, Lord, I confess that I'm a part-time worker. I don't always do my job. I have to confess that, whoop, missed that one. There was in fact, I think they're probably still on the radio, Focus on the Family, in which their leader went and visited with Ted Bundy. Everybody remember Ted Bundy, the serial killer? And had on the radio, interviewed him, and brought him to Christ. I'm putting it in quotes. Because being from Colorado and everything that happened there and knowing about it and being to some extent involved, and from all over the United States, I'm sitting there saying, this is a publicity thing. Should he even be talking on the radio with Ted Bundy and doing this? Well, maybe so. But it's not for me to judge, and I was angry about it. In fact, I dropped my subscription. I graduated from Colorado Christian University, which before that was Rockmont College. And I wrote them back and said, don't even send me any of your tithing envelopes. You're not going to send any more, thank you. But all of a sudden, I'm allowing the evil one to push me over this way because I felt good about myself by being angry. Have you ever done that? I felt like I was holier than thou. And when you're holier than thou, everybody is the dirt beneath your feet. And you can't sell and you can't sow any seeds. So here we are, humble. I need to be humble. I need to hear the word. What we have here, Tony, is a failure to communicate. Come and listen to the word I have to say. Get back in your Bible, Tony. Get back in prayer, Tony. Get back in looking for the opportunities that are before me every day. And we all have to self-examine and say, is that me too? Am I missing it? Am I missing the person that just needed some small thing to make their day better? Am I missing the things that are beautiful in the world because I'm seeing the other stuff? If I point out the beauty to someone, oh, isn't this beautiful? And they say, oh, but over here, look at that. They say, yeah, but look, God's over here. Let's communicate this and not that. Instead of being negative about what's going on in the world, be positive about what God is doing in the world, even with all that negativity out there. And that's going to grow. Who was it? Vincent Peale that said that unless you believe in it, you can't sell it. Isn't that what Jesus said? Unless you believe in it, Paul said, unless you believe in it yourself and realize in your heart that this is what I believe. No, this is what I know. I know that the Spirit is in my heart. I know that the Spirit walks with me. I know that the Savior died on the cross and was resurrected so that I can have eternal life. I know that eternal life will be in paradise that God has created for me, even greater than I can imagine. I know that God is walking with me, and I know that God is speaking to me, and all I need to do is to communicate what God is saying to myself and to someone else. It's all there. There is nothing negative in the Bible if you read it that way. Even the arrest and crucifixion, as horrible as that is positive because it's God's outcome. When you look through all the Old Testament, it all moved to the point of Christ so that we can have salvation, so that we can go on. God is good. God offers grace. We'll accept it. God offers salvation. And all we need to do in some little way each day is to communicate that to someone in the world. And the seed will be sown. Now, it may fall on the road. It may fall into the thorns. All of that may take place. But most of the seeds will fall on good earth. That eventually, planting that seed, they will grow to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They will grow to accept Him and know eternal life also. Would you pray with me? Oh, gracious and loving God, we praise Your name. We give thanks for Your word. In interpreting Your word, pray that your spirit would make the truth. That each of us would know what the word is supposed to mean. That each of us would take from what is spoken of, that we would take it and use it in some way. Lord, we pray that you would just help us to communicate with you, with your Son, with the Spirit, with the world. Help us to make a difference like the sea.